everywhere we turn. She's just a
afternoon. It's Monday night, 9:02 p.m. Welcome to the Wobbles Show with DJ Wobbsy. I'm Wobbsy here, and we're going to have a fun evening. We're just going to play some awesome music overall. We're going to talk about some ponies. Walmart is starting to sell some awesome stuff at the stores. I bought some awesome stuff I'm going to talk to you guys about. I hope you guys stay for the whole evening, and I look forward to talking to you all. So enjoy this song.
We'll be right back.
Right, good evening, everyone. It is now currently 9:07 p.m. in very nice Virginia in the United States. Well, it's a little funny little story I got to tell you people. Let's turn down the music. I went to go cash my paycheck this morning, and an interesting thing happened. Well, I went to go cash it at Walmart, and, well, of course, you know, whenever I go into one of those stores, I just have to go and look at the My Little Pony section. I mean, who wouldn't? Especially if you're a diehard brony like me. And I collect tons of shenanigans. No, wait, that's the wrong word. Oh, well. You know, it was funny. I was like, oh, I've got $50 extra from the paycheck that I don't have to spend on rent. So why don't I just save it for the next 2 weeks for food or snacks or if I want to go out for dinner one night. But then I went to go and look at the My Little Pony section and I ended up spending over half of it. But I mean, come on, who wouldn't do that? Like, who wouldn't go to the My Little Pony section of the store and then just see all this new stuff? They've got these bobblehead, like, vinyl, like, things. I don't even know. Like, they look like they're bobbleheads, but because they have, like, really small bodies and really big heads. So let's take it out of the box. Let's see if it bobbles. I want to see if it bobbles. Let's see. Does it bobble? Because if so, no, it doesn't bobble. It just turns its head. That's a little bit disappointing. But it looks any way you want. It's really top heavy. Oh my god, it looks ridiculous. Out of the box. Like, oh my gosh. Oh my. And I've got some people, I don't know. So yeah, I ended up buying if you don't know, at Walmart or someplace like that, you can go and buy these like generic made, Hasbro made, like plushies with these like stringy hair things from Mainz. And well, they've done it for Applejack, you know, Rarity, Twilight, people like ponies like those. And you know they've been pretty good and decent in like quality and whatnot. But apparently DJ Pawn 3 is starting to become very popular. And I'm not even joking, because they had big size plushies and they had mini size plushies, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I had to instantly buy one of each. And then there was also a Little Pony Twilight. There was like rings that light up, it's in the shape of a heart, I don't even know. And then they have, okay, I don't know what's going on, but like there are these new cups going around that are like meant for adults or something. They're like giant sipper cups. And, well, at first I didn't really care for them because, you know, they're just cups. But then I saw they had a My Little Pony one and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to have this. Like, I'm going to use this every day, even for drinking water. You know, it's just, oh. Blue raspberry. So I ended up spending $37 of the $50 I had left over. I am so terrible at keeping my money. It is just so bad. But I know, if it were any of you people, you would all be the same way. And I know this for a fact. I mean, there's no way any of you could have kept your money if you had seen these amazing things. I mean, it's just so cool. So, so cool. So, what we're going to do tonight is, I got some of my old pony music back that I bought on Bandcamp about years ago. So, what we're going to do is we're going to just have a hashback of, like, old music. Why do I have all these copies of Glaze's music? I like Glaze, but I don't need 5 copies of Rainbow Factory. Why you do this to me, iTunes? Why? I have no idea. Well, anyway, we're gonna have some fun. I've only got you guys for an hour, and then I head off to work. And then after that, I work for tonight. Yeah, woo, at a hotel. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the music. I'm gonna be coming back after this song and be talking about some new developments with PVL. So I love you all, and I hope you stay tuned in. Babseed EHT remix. Electro. Oh, I can never remember his full name. Oh, it's always such a weird one. It's not something that you remember off the top of your head. I mean, he would obviously, because he came up with the name. I would hope he would remember it. That would be like me saying, I don't know what my name is. But anyway, so in big news, the biggest news to me, is that Celestia Radio has joined PPL! Yay! You guys have no idea how excited I was when I saw that at the top of the page. Because about a year or two ago, we tried to have Celestia Radio, we talked to them, and they weren't ready at that point. You know, they were off having their own fun, and we respected that, and, you know, it was all good, and we were still good mates, but now we're together, we're working as a team, and I am just so happy about that. I'm just so sad I wasn't part of that, but it is just so cool that they are finally part of the PVL family. It is amazing. If you guys haven't checked them out, you definitely should. I warn you though, they're not as PG as us. So, just to warn you, you know, watch out. They're not, I mean, they have, but they don't have as PG rated shows, but I personally love them all the same. I mean, I hung out with them one time at a con. They were all so cool people, and they were just so much fun to be with. So, I mean, so to give you an example of when I heard this, this was the sound I literally made. I love that. It's a little goat screaming. I like having fun on my show. Anyway, so what you're listening to is Flutterwonder by Pinkie Pie Swear. If you've never heard of him, you definitely should. He definitely brings back some memories for some of us. I mean, he was there with the fandom 2-3 years ago, and he came out with some of the best songs at the time. It's just too bad he's not really making any music anymore. But he came out with one of the most popular songs at that time, which was, let's see if we can do this. This was one of the most popular songs of its time. If you guys haven't seen it, you definitely should go look it up or haven't heard it. It's just so poppy, and it's just so out there that it's so fun to sing to, and it's so fun to dance to.
Sunshine, celery stalks.
definitely one of the top songs of its days, and it is still a personal very favorite. It's so just upbeat, and Pinkie Pie Swear just it's just so much fun to dance to. Anyway, here's a song from Taps. He recently performed with DJ Garnica and many others who are part of PVL at Babs Corn. If you went to that, I hope you had a fun time. It looked like a blast to me. I mean, and I was very disappointed that I could not go, but, you know, that's me stranded on the other side of the country. So, anyway, here is one of his songs called I Hate Losing from his album, The Six. Enjoy. So that was Taps with his song, I Hate Losing. I personally really like it sometimes. I don't know what to do. I don't know what songs to play. If you like a song and you like it to be played, and I have it, which I hope I do, send me a message in the IRC and I'll see about playing it for you with a personal shout out free of charge. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, yeah, just send out a little shout out saying, hi, I'd like you to play this song, and I'll definitely see if I've got it, because, yay. Now, let's see. What song am I going to play next? Oh, I know! Let's play another upbeat. I always like upbeat songs the most. And this is personally, I know a lot of people don't like this song, I'm sorry, but I like it. All right, that was Silver Hound, Who's Up High, featuring Rena Chan. She's a very nice girl, if I might say so myself. Met her at a con and Silver Hound at a con. Let's see, even like 3 years ago. Oh my gosh, a lot has happened in 3 years. But 3 years ago, I actually ran my own radio show on this other website called Spreaker. It was quite a little pokey radio show. It was just me. let's see. I interviewed like 20 different musicians during those months. It was so weird, and that was in college. But that was when I didn't go to any class whatsoever, so it wasn't exactly good. Stay in school, kids. It's good for you. Anyway, we have up next a song. Oh, shoot. Who's this? This is by Fuzogs. It's called New Fluttershy Monster Mix from, he may not like this, but it's from No Feeble Cheering, which is from Balloon Party. So, I hope you guys enjoy it. He once came to a Christmas party of mine. He's kind of shy and quiet, it seems. Or at least that's how he was at the party. It's kind of cool. Once again, New Fluttershy Monster Mix. Do you think I'm actually British or Australian? If so, tell me in the IRC. Those people who are British or Australian will probably think not. But, you know, it's really funny because I use this accent sometimes at work, and people actually genuinely think that I am British or Australian. Or one or the other. More like Australian. I don't even know at this point. It's just weird. But, you know, it's whatever. It's cool. This is my actual voice. I have no accent whatsoever. I fooled you all. And now it's time to party with Pinkie Pie.
Hey, you know what this calls for?
And then I said, oatmeal, are you crazy? Oh my gosh, I'm going to start using that more often again. That was so much fun with that. Oh my gosh, that was like so much fun. I don't even remember. What are we talking about? I have such bad memory, I don't even know what's going on. Okay. So, we're going to go to... we're going to do a few more songs, because I've still got 15 minutes with you people. And Vinyl here is still wanting the wubs. Wub, 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 wub. Mwah. Love you, Vinyl. This is my 5th or 6th plushie. 4-size plushie, of course. I have other smaller plushies. Anyway, here we go with an oldie but a goodie. It's one of my personal favorites, and I hope it's yours. Enjoy! 3 months later, all is but I was totally singing along with that, because that's just... that takes me back to the first few days. You know, my first... I don't know what your guys' first episodes were, but mine was... my first episode was the one with Zecora, where she got introduced into the show. And oh my gosh, I... okay... At first I saw it and I was like, okay, this is not too bad. But then the intro came in and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so girly. But then the rest of the show happened and I was like, oh my gosh, That was hilarious and fun, and for some reason I feel really nice inside. So let's watch another episode. And so then we watched another and another and another, and then for 3 days straight I caught up to all episodes, which was like season one, season two, and yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, they were. Let's see. The latest episode at that time was Find a Pet. Oh my gosh, now I have to play that song. Oh, it's stuck in my head. Okay, I'm gonna go find that song really quickly. Like I said, I had to go find a version of the song, so I found one. song. I hope you guys have enjoyed tonight. It's been a wonderful night with you guys that we, stretching and yawning at the same time. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. We talked about My Little Ponies. We talked about the new available DJ Pony plushies available at Walmart. And these new little big, almost bobblehead. It looked like a bobblehead to me. Because it has this huge head and a very small body. But apparently, no, it only just turns its head. It's kind of stupid. But it's Fluttershy, so it's cute. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. I hope you guys enjoy your evening. Be sure to stay tuned for the next show, whatever is coming up next. And remember, applesauce is... Oh, man, I messed that up. Remember, I can't even speak right. I'll just play this song.
No, don't read.
Remember, awesome sauce is better than applesauce.
Too late to turn back now. Push through, daring do. You're gonna make it out alive this time. You won't let the danger overcome you.
You know that every pony in this world still needs you. Daring do, don't back down or let evil defeat you.
Stop, don't turn around. When everything falls apart, just don't back down. Just keep running. Just look ahead. You might be losing, but you're not dead.
Now I'm unstoppable when I toss my frown. Continue moving up, never falling back down. And around this time, I should say to you, patient for all the lifestyle of daring do. I used to be just depressed and messed. Expressed to impress like a dang contest. Bang, bang, I just dropped a couple of audibles. Trust me when I say nothing is impossible.
Where'd the beat go? Oh, snap.
I just want to say thank you again to everybody who showed up. Be sure to tune in every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or basically this time. You know, I'm on for only an hour. So if you're catching me now, I'm just ending my show. But be sure to try and check me out next Monday. I might see about doing another show during the week. But, you know, that all depends on my work schedule. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this show. I love you all. Have a great night. God bless. And I hope to see you all next week. Bye-bye.
No one in sight, the smell of adventure in the air. When it seems like your world has turned around, no one can stop you, so never back down.
The obstacles are in front of and behind you, but this fear deep inside, you know it blinds you. Take a leap and we will catch you as you fall. You know with your courage you can overcome it all.
Stop, don't turn around. When everything falls apart, you don't back down. You're not dead. Hold on, hold fast, keep going, never back.